Not afraid of me. That might be more believable if, with every step I take forwards, you didn't take one step back. Really? You thought you were going to be the one to save your town? A frightened little thing like yourself. That's pathetic. You might be the weakest one they've sent yet. Someone so scared. Oh, whatever am I going to do with you? You just keep backing yourself up into a corner. Which leaves you like this. Yeah. Me pressed against you. You pressed against this wall. There's nowhere for you to hide, is there? Nowhere for you to go? Oh, you must be so scared. Shaking in your boots. It's a good thing you're adorable when you're scared. So what? They decided that you were going to be the one to save this town? They really thought a scaredy cat like you would be able to stop me. What? Were you going to kill me? Were you going to attack me? Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. You probably had these visions of grandeur, and they all melted away. At least they did when you saw me. When you saw just how monstrous I truly am. The legends don't do me justice, do they? No, I didn't think so. They don't talk about my sheer size. They don't tell you that I completely dwarf you. You are nothing but prey that has stumbled into the predator's trap. You're my fly, and I'm the spider. I can hear it. It's so fucking loud. The blood pumping through your veins. Fuck. Oh, I'm just imagining sinking my fangs into you and draining you of every ounce of that red liquid, having it fill my stomach. Oh, I bet it's as sweet as you are. But you wouldn't know, would you? You've never tasted your own blood. Not like that. Not like I can. But I can just hear it pumping, beating. The thing that is keeping you alive is taunting me. Oh, how I want to bite. I just want a little taste. And it's not like you can deny me, no. Look at you. Look at the position you're in. You're backed against a wall, completely cornered by me. Where are you gonna go, huh? Where are you gonna go, my sweet? Oh, let my one hand, my one claw trail down your face. Under your chin and lift it up. I want you to look me in my eyes. Yeah. My four yellow eyes. They're staring into you, into your being. I'm sure you're distracted, aren't you? A little fear never hurt nobody, no. If anything, it makes your blood so much sweeter. Oh, how I need it. How I want to bite into your fragile neck and drain you dry. How I want to suck until I get my fill and I don't even want to stop then. Oh, it's been so long since someone stupid enough came along. You're basically a little sacrifice, aren't you? The town shouldn't have sent someone so, I guess, inexperienced. Someone so delicate, fragile, so easily swayed. Look at you. I can smell it on you. You might be afraid, sure, but that's not just fear I'm smelling, is it? It's arousal. Yeah, I fucking knew it. Someone like you, someone who volunteers to go into a monster's lair without any proper training, you are gonna get off on this. Whether it's from seeing a monster, or from the fear, or just simply being overpowered. You are hoping for this. Maybe you have heard tales of my sheer size. Maybe you heard of my beauty. And that's what you could call how I look. And you decided you wanted to see if you could take it. You wanted to see if you could handle me. Well, I'll let you in for a secret. You won't be able to. When I'm done with you, you're going to be nothing, nothing, but a husk of your former self. An empty shell that I can mold into whatever I want. Do you want to be my plaything, sweetling? Yeah, I bet you do. That's getting your heart very excited. The arousal you're letting off permeating the air, sinking into my nostrils. The constant beating of your heart. It's going so fast and hard. Oh, you must really be into this. You must really, really be scared of me. That's hilarious. Because the more scared you get, the more turned on you get. What an oxymoron. You're not supposed to enjoy being afraid, no. See, you're supposed to be afraid when you're afraid. But something went wrong with you, I guess. And now, with a giant monstrosity such as myself cornering you and fantasizing about drinking your blood and making you into her personal plaything, you're getting more and more turned on by the second. And it's not like you can fight me back. You lack the strength. You lack the training and you lack the equipment. You are fucking helpless in this situation. All you can do is surrender. All you can do is obey. What a delicious neck. Even just licking it, I can feel the thrum of your pulse. Oh, it's so good. I want more. I need more. Yeah, that's it. Bare your neck for me. You want this as much as I do, don't you? You want to feel my teeth sink into you and start draining you. Well, you know what they say about a vampire's bite. It's orgasmic. Let's see if that's the case. Aren't you predictable? A simple draining, a euphoric bite, and you came. You creamed your fucking pants. Oh, come on. You have to admit it's a little funny. After all, this is what you wanted, isn't it? You wanted to be the plaything. The blood bag to a monster like me. That's why you came here. That's why you so eagerly bared your neck for my fangs to sink into. And now? Now you're here. Now you have significantly less blood. You're looking a little pale, a little woozy. Oh, whatever should I do about that? It's not like you'll be able to travel back to your town, no. Not in this state. I'm guessing you, my sweetling, you have to stay here with me. You're not going anywhere. Not until you make more of that delicious blood. Oh, it tasted so wonderful. It's given me new life, a new sense of being, all from you. So I guess I do have to take care of you properly if I ever, ever want to taste more of that delicious substance. I can feel you coursing through my veins. It feels so good. So orgasmic. Oh, what delicious life force you have. I don't think I'm gonna be giving you away anytime soon. I'm actually happy that the village decided to send you instead of one of those well-trained bigots, yeah. Because you're different. You're special. You wanted this, no. You needed this. You always wanted some big, strong monster to put you in your place. To take you as their personal plaything. What do you think the townspeople would say if they knew? What do you think the townspeople would do if they found out that instead of coming here to kill me, the vampire that has been holding them hostage for months now, you got bitten, and you eagerly did it, and now you're basically signing up to be my blood bag, aren't you? My personal little feeder? So good. Oh, I can still taste you in my mouth, on my tongue. Fuck. If I had the ability to get wet, I would be soaking right now from just how sweet this is. From how tasty you are. And that's not something that vampires can do, no. What we can do, though, is orgasm. When we've had a bit of blood in our system. It's not like we create our own blood. We rely on other people's and your blood. Ugh. Oh, as soon as I felt it filling my veins, I just knew I was going to need to come. So I'm going to use you for it. It only makes sense since you did come from my bite. You came from me draining every ounce of blood. So now, I'm going to use you. Just like you used me, because you're going to be a good little feeder for me, aren't you? Yeah, my precious blood bag. Yeah, that feels good. Oh, yeah. That feels really, really good. It's been a little bit since I had someone else to get off using. The last person I fucked, I ended up killing. You think you're gonna be able to please me enough that I don't kill you? That I don't sink my teeth into that neck that is calling out to me? And I just take more and more drinks? I mean, what's stopping me? I'm so much more powerful than you. It would be so easy. That while you're so fucking weak from your previous training, then I could just sink my teeth in there and get everything I want, drain you fucking dry and leave you nothing, kill you right now. You would be my empty little shell. Oh, isn't that thought wonderful? Oh, fuck. If I did that, then I wouldn't have you around. I wouldn't get any more of your delicious taste. I wouldn't get to feel you filling my bloods and breathing new life back into me. Oh, fuck. I guess that means you're staying around for a little bit longer, aren't you, my blood bag? I guess I'm gonna have to make you my pet. How would you like that? You wanna be a vampire's pet? Yeah, we'll get you a nice little collar and leash. That way everyone knows who you belong to. Everyone's gonna know that you failed your mission, that you came here to defeat me, to kill me, and instead you ended up my precious little pet. You ended up being my little supplier of blood. Oh, that just makes you so fucking weak, so fucking pathetic, especially considering this. This is what you wanted all along, isn't it? You never had any intentions of killing me or hurting me. You wanted to be taken. You want to be used like this. It's always been your biggest fantasy, hasn't it? Oh, they should have done their research on you. They should have known what a perverted, perverted little thing they were sending. This was doomed from the start. You were always, always going to become my pretty little victim, weren't you? Oh, yeah, that's it. Who do you belong to? Yeah. Who do you fucking belong to? Yeah, that's good. Love hearing that. Love hearing it from your fucking mouth. You're gonna have to get used to that because I love hearing that I own you and that you are mine to do whatever the fuck I want with. If I want to sink my fangs into your neck right now and drain you till you're on the verge of death but just barely keep you alive, I can. You wanna know why? Yeah, that's right. It's because I own you. You're my little pet. You're my pet human. I never thought I'd be one of those vampires with a pet human that they use as their own personal blood bag, but here I am. You are too lovely to resist. And watching you come in your fucking pants earlier, watching you come from just being bitten, God, did something to me. I never thought that I would find a human like that. Let alone have one just walk into my fucking house, but here we are. And you wouldn't have it any other way. You love the fear. You love knowing just how easily it would be for me to overpower you. I would only have to use, what, 5% of my full strength to snap your neck? I wouldn't even have to lift a finger. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking weak. So fragile. Oh, I remember when I was a human and I never imagined the strength I had now, but now I can't imagine my life without it. Oh, it's weird the things you get used to. All this raw strength. It's been real alive, and thanks to you. Thanks to the way you're pumping through my darkened veins, bringing me back to life. And your job is going to be doing that night after night, over and over again. No more living in the town, no more seeing your friends. No. You're my pet. You do what I say, you exist to feed me. Yeah. I bet you didn't realize that was part of this. I'm sure you're nervous now, but it's too late to go back, isn't it? Oh, there's no backing out of this. You're stuck here. You get to suffer with me for the rest of your meaningless life. Your only purpose is to feed me, to serve me, to obey me. Nothing else fucking matters. That's what you signed up for when you came to this fucking house to kill me. Right there. Fuck. You feel so fucking good. I can feel your heart getting excited again. What, having me writhing right here? Getting off moaning, speaking such filth? That's enough to get you off again, really? I mean, come on, you just came. I had no idea what a slut you were, too. I knew you were easy. I knew that you liked fear, but I didn't take you as a whore. I didn't take you as someone who spreads their legs simply so that they can fuck. Especially after you came not so long ago. It seems I won the jackpot. You're not only gonna satisfy me by feeding me, but also sexually. My little pet. Oh, fuck. No touching. No fucking touching. You don't get to touch me, I get to touch you. That's the rules. You're mine and you have to obey them. You need to earn the right to touch a vampire. You need to earn the right to place your hand upon my alabaster skin. Feel my heart slowly, languidly beating. It's barely a pulse, but it's there because of your blood. I might get the rewards of you, of life from you, of feeling your blood inside me, but that doesn't mean that you get to experience them as well, no. You're just a little feeder. You get what I give you and you say thank you. Oh, right there. Yeah, that's a good slut. Look at you, so fucking pathetic. You, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that you're entertaining, huh? I won't have to spend the rest of my days bored in this house. I now have someone else to keep me company. Maybe I won't be so lonely. Maybe I won't be so hungry. You get to satisfy both of my appetites, aren't you lucky? Fuck. I'm gonna get to taste your sweet, sweet blood every single fucking day. And I'm gonna get to watch you come every single time I sink my fangs into your neck and mark you as my own. Yeah, that's what that mark is. Maybe I'll start biting up and down your neck. Maybe I'll even bite an entire collar around there, one that doesn't fucking heal. Oh, would you like that? A scarred collar around your neck of my bites from all the times you've fed me like a good little blood bag, huh? Huh, would you like that, my little whore? Oh, fuck right there. You feel so fucking good underneath me. Yeah, that's a good pathetic slut. So cute. It's so adorable how so much fear, how threats, how all of this just keeps getting you off. Because you, I can tell, I can feel it, I can smell it. You are getting aroused again, aren't you? Oh, isn't that sad? Oh, you really are a pitiful thing. Now I'm happy that they decided to send you to me. It's clear you can't look after yourself. I mean, you volunteered for this, didn't you? You weren't sent, you wanted to be chosen. You fucking volunteered, didn't you? Oh, that is so fucking pitiful. I actually take pity on something as despicable as you. Oh, isn't that funny? Just a few moments ago, I just thought you were a worthless feeder. That you were just gonna be my personal blood bag, but now you've sunk even lower. Oh, what a cute, pathetic pet you are. You're gonna make a nice addition to this house. You're gonna keep me satisfied, I can just tell. You're into all sorts of depraved things, aren't you? All sorts of dark things. I bet my bite didn't just make you come simply because that's what they do, no. I bet my bite made you come because you also like a bit of pain. That you like a bit of that pain mixed with your pleasure. You probably also like that I was marking you, huh? So you, even if I let you go back to that town, even if I let you go back to town, everyone would see that mark and know what happened. Know that you were fed upon. Know that you were weak and humiliated. That you were bested by me, the thing you were sent to kill. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, God, so good. Oh, fuck right there. Yeah. One of the good things about being a vampire is the stamina. Fuck. I get to use you as more than just a blood bag. You're multi-purpose. You're also my pet. You're also my slut. Most importantly, you're mine. You're fucking mine, aren't you? Let me hear it again. Say that you belong to me. Fuck, yes. Yes. What the fuck are you? That's right. And who do you belong to? Fuck, yes. Fuck, I love hearing you admit it. It sounds so much better coming from you. I love how easily you just accepted your place. You're not even questioning me. You're embracing this change, aren't you? That is so fucking pathetic of you. It's even worse than when you whimper. Fuck. I'm getting close. I can feel it. Fuck. Just thinking about how sweet you taste. How it's your blood that's filling me, pumping through my darkened veins, making my heart barely pump. And I can smell your arousal too. How much that you want this. You want this again, don't you? How much you want my fangs just sinking back into your neck and draining you even more. No worry about your own goddamn life, no. You just want to experience that euphoria again, don't you? Oh, such a fucking slut for it. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. So fucking close, just to feel a little bit more. Just a little bit more, and I'm gonna be coming. I'm gonna be coming all over you. That's it. That's it, my marked little pet. Such a good slut for me, taking everything I give you so fucking well. Oh, fuck right there. No. Oh, fuck. Well, I guess welcome to your new life, my blood bag.